This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. Another wonderful day here to be sharing with you, and a lot of fun things. We got a lot of great guests and experts on the docket today. We're going to open up with Liz Peek here in just a moment. But meanwhile, let's take a look at what's happening, you know, on the liberal left side. You know, they're so quick to point the fingers. You know, this is the problem. You know, John, I found that when you point fingers, you know, it's that old saying, you know, you point one, you got three coming back at you, right? You've heard that before. And, you know, and the left has been, you know, insistent that the Republicans are just unhinging. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe in part a little bit, but you look at in what disarray the Democrats are, and, you know, it's kind of laughable. But meanwhile, they report that, oh, you know, the Republicans are going, but look at how bad it's become. Because the one thing about these sort of things is they always expose themselves. And there's always what I call self-indictment. They just can't help themselves. Well, listen to what happened the other night with Joe Scarborough and Donnie Deutsch, and you tell me what you think.
So what?
By the way, give his quote, by the way. Trilling's quote about conservatism.
Right. It was,
it's a good one.
Yeah, help me.
It's something about spasms. irrational thought.
Spasms of irrational, of an irrational mind.
Yeah.
Manifestations of that. But this is what, and what the left should think about, is this is what gave the world the American Enterprise Institute.
Mm-hmm.
This is what gave the world the Heritage Foundation. They believed they had to create alternative institutions to the university.
You can see that in the media.
Let me just
too.
Say, first of all, don't scream at me rudely like that. That I don't deserve that. Okay,
I know that.
No, I'm serious.
Are you serious about that?
I'm serious. Don't scream at me. I was just trying to make a point.
Okay.
I was actually trying to make a point. Okay.
Just, I wanted to finish it.
Okay. Okay. Then just say excuse me. You don't have to lash at me. Okay. The second thing is.
Are you kidding me, Donnie?
No, I'm serious.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I want to hear what Donnie has to say.
You talk to me this way a lot. We go back and forth.
Okay.
We're friends.
We are.
So seriously, you're going to ask me on television to apologize to you when we get off the air and you go, that was really good.
No, but not
all the time.
Okay, first of all,
you do it all
the time. That was rude. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Stop playing TV.
I'm not playing TV now. That was very true.
All right.
Can I make my point?
You don't have to come on.
Okay, that's right. You want to disinvite me?
No, I want to hear what you say, Tony.
I think that's just a case of a jerky guy. We can give this whole explanation of why he's overreacting. This is a guy who said a president should not be questioned. The president has authoritative authority. I don't know why that's a result of him being in college put in a corner because there are liberal people. Maybe he's just a jerk. I agree with your thesis, by the way, but that's not an explanation for that guy.
What is the explanation for that guy?
We're talking about where his worldview came from, how it was formed. And in his case,
talking about Milo and what's going on there, but a little back and forth, a little testy stuff. You know, every once in a while, the flesh of our humanity comes out, and I'm sure afterwards they went out and had a drink, and they'll all be nice, and Donnie Deutsch will be back on. But that seemed to carve a little bit into Joe Scarborough. I don't know. So, this is what our conversation is becoming, and this is representative in part. Although, you know, not too bad. I mean, at least they were still allowing themselves, you know, to have a little bit of a conversation. That's part of the challenge that we have here in our everyday conversation is being able to have that room and validation to speak our opinion, especially, you know, on a show like that. I mean, Joe Scarborough invites Danny Deutsch, you know, to give his opinion. So he's there and he wants to be heard out and felt like maybe he was being ignored or whatever. I don't know, but no biggie. It happens in life, and they move on, and you'll see them next time you see them on TV, and everything will be all hunky-dory. And Micah, She's playing the peacemaker, but getting ready to dodge a chair in case one went flying. But, hey, it didn't get down to that. So, anyway, just for fun, open things up. As I say, Liz Peek, to bring some sobriety and reason to the conversation. Coming up next right here on Bill Martinez Live, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com and let us hear from you. Your thoughts, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com because your opinion really does count. Liz Peek, as I promised, is with us, columnist for the FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. They could use you there right now, Liz. I mean, with the stock market having all kinds of fun, the bulls are running hard and fast, aren't they?
Market, right? Because it's sort of the only objective assessment we have of how Donald Trump is doing in office.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, rather than relying on the Washington Post or the New York Times to tell us that he is to blame for every single thing that's gone wrong in the universe for the last 5 years, you know, we have the stock market giving him a great big vote of confidence. And by the way, I don't know it'll last because I'm worried that Congress is going to erect one speed bump after another in terms of pushing through the two most important initiatives for this president, things that the entire country wants to see happen, which are tax reform and, of course, the repair, I would say, of Obamacare.
Right.
On the latter issue, I mean, all of a sudden, Democrats, I heard a town hall here last night, actually, taking place in New York, where Democrats were like, oh, you know, this is the best thing that's ever happened to humanity. Well, a few short months ago, their candidate and many others were calling for it to be significantly overhauled, and that's what needs to happen. But Congress needs to get on board with that, and, you know, I'm just worried that, as usual, they'll sink into this quagmire of, oh, it's so complicated, and nothing will get done.
They really have no choice. You're exactly right, because they're getting a taste when they get, you know, just with them having the week off. And this is probably the benefit of them having a week off. I was a little hesitant and critical. If it had been me, Donald Trump, in office, I'd told Congress, look, you need to stay here.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do, and you can get back home later, and we can deal with this, deal with your constituency. I'm sure they'll understand if you don't come home for a week, because we've got
You're
a lot
busy.
Of work. Yeah, we are busy. So I sense your discomfort, because we've been calling for that as well, Liz, that there would be this sense of immediacy, especially as it stands for the Republican Party. I mean, there's no guarantee that they're going to win the midterms.
That's right.
And be able to hold on to, you know, the Senate. The House is another issue.
I think they'll keep the Senate bill. There are 24 Democrats
right.
up, and I think that's secure. I think the House is another matter. But to your point, there needs to be a serious sense of urgency, because most big legislation, as we all have read in recent days, gets done early in a presidency. That doesn't mean overnight. It took Reagan 18 months to get through tax reform. But at least there has to be a bill visible. And I met with a congressman from Michigan recently, this week, 2 days ago, who is working on tax reform. And I got to tell you, I came away very disheartened because and it may be that he gave wrong signals or whatever, but it seems to me that the House is much more invested in this border tax, mm-hmm. the so-called border adjustment tax, than I had realized. That is plan A. And the Senate clearly is not going along with this. So we have a situation where, you know, again, kind of to your point, why didn't they get the Senate leadership in day one and say, okay, are you guys going to play ball on this? Because otherwise we have to have a plan B, and I don't think they have one.
Exactly. Well, this is the same problem I have with the repair and repeal and replace issue of Obamacare. I mean, they've been talking about this for 6 years, Liz. You and I talked about this last time. Is that how could you not have at least, you know, 3 to 5, you know, fall on my sword kind of agreements on this in terms, so you could at least give people an idea that you know, after 6 years, you've got some good ideas here, and this is what you're going to do. But no, Republicans, in normal fashion, they love to just kind of hammer through the process.
Yeah.
It's nobody seems to be calling calling it to order and saying, look, we got to call the question here. We got to make this happen.
Yeah.
Maybe Donald Trump's going to have to do that because if you remember here, I was getting a little nervous as well because he started saying, well, maybe it might be, it's going to be a year. It could be longer. And then here suddenly this last week, he said, no, we're going to have it in a couple weeks.
Well, I think there have been, in fairness, you know, you didn't even get the head Tom Price, the
exactly.
head of HHS,
I was gonna get to that too. Exactly,
in office,
right.
Thanks to the Democrats, you know, total out resistance. You didn't have the key player at the table until very recently. I mean, he could have been meeting, I suppose, with other people in the administration. But what you really have, you have basically Paul Ryan's plan. You have a plan from Rand Paul, you have Tom Price's plan. I think also Susan Collins had got together with some Democrat and has a plan. So unfortunately, as you point out, in true Republican form, much too much thinking here.
Yes.
Just get the plan done and
exactly.
Let's put it out there, and then people can take pot shots at it all they want. But at least there would be a bill. And again, you know, I put out a piece recently, say, look, just get these guys in the White House, lock the doors, and tell them they don't come out until they've got a plan, because this is really important.
It really is, and I know it's got to be frustrating for Donald Trump, because he's not used to operating this way.
Sure,
You know, that you have all these speed bumps going along the way, and then, you know, as you just pointed out again, exactly, I was saying the same thing, that he doesn't even have his full team on the field yet.
Yeah.
These guys have been, and then they go, hey, how come you don't have this thing? Well, excuse me. Hello.
I know.
And then if Tom Price would have been talking to somebody, or are they going to be listening in on his phone calls and try, and the deep state try to find something that they could suggest would be illegal, that he had some conversation with somebody about health care and he wasn't even officially in a position or something?
Yeah. It's very frustrating. I don't know where, you know, I think at some point, resistance sort of borderlines on unpatriotic because the country is not benefiting from this. And I know that the Democrats say, oh, well, the Republicans were in opposition. They didn't let anything happen. But, you know, and this is just plain factual. If you go back and look, the polling showed that Republicans were opposing things that most Americans, majority of Americans, didn't want to see. They didn't like the Iran deal. They didn't like the TPP. They didn't like Obamacare, ever. It never got over 50% approval ratings. So, yes, there was opposition from the GOP because that's what they were elected to do. Here's an astounding poll that came out this week, I think, or possibly late last week. Not a right-wing poll. This is from Politico Morning Consult or whatever. And it showed 78% of the country wants Democrats to work with Trump. So where is that? I mean, are they just ignoring that constituency? What worries me is people are mistaking these loud, obnoxious hometown rallies for real dissent. And I don't think that's really true. I think they are ginned up performances, if you will, meant to show dissent. But I'm not sure how really widespread that is.
Well, when you have a woman who speaks up and says, look, I pay a dollar for my health insurance, and now you guys are going to repeal and replace this. Now, and you're going to make me pay a higher premium now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, well, yeah, compared to a dollar.
The answer is, yes, we are.
Yes, and it's got to be evened out here, and we've got to be realistic. This is the complaint, and we're dealing with this in the same silliness as we're dealing with bathrooms. It's just ridiculous. Liz Peek is with us. We've got more from Liz on the other side.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watch several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learn what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you can't think that everything was all completed last November. It was just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. Heavy lifting is required, whether you are an R, a D, a I. It's about all of us, the United States of America. Our conversation with Liz Peek continues, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, to your point about Democrats saying, look at... you know, get your act together. Let's work, find a way to work with the president. Saturday Night Live is finding out the hard way that viewers are just about over all the Trump jokes. You got Maxine Waters coming unhinged, calling Trump's cabinet picks a bunch of scumbags. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is this is the Democratic Party. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi is so frustrated. She's repeating herself. She refers to John Kasich as the governor of Illinois, not Ohio. She quotes Martin Luther Singh. It's almost scary. It's like, you know, whoa, you guys need to really take a time out. And as some have been saying, you know, breathe here. And then, as if this isn't enough, this is, you know, you talk about kind of pigpiling this insanity. James O'Keefe is about to release some inside video behind CNN. So all these things, what it seems to suggest on the surface here is there's going to be an exposure of the underbelly in the, behind the scenes of CNN. And this is going to reinforce what Donald Trump has been saying all along.
Well, I think that's very interesting and good for James O'Keefe. I actually love the stuff he does.
I do too.
But, you know, honestly, who is going to be shocked by this? The people who, first of all, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, et cetera, will all blast James O'Keefe as being a loose cannon, using unethical. The story will become him, not CNN.
Right.
People like you and me and millions of others will say, yep, I knew it. CNN is in the, you know, the Clinton News Network
is
in the pocket of the Dems.
Right.
Big shocker. I'm not sure it'll change anyone's point of view, really. I don't think there are many people out there who have not come to the conclusion that the media is unbelievably biased.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if there's worse stuff, if they are colluding behind the scenes on how really to somehow create phony stories, which, by the way, I wouldn't be at all surprised. For example, today in the Times, and I think I saw this sort of reiterated in the Washington Post, there's sort of all this chatter about how Rex Tillerson has been sidelined. That's the kind of story you can kind of manufacture to create discord in a new administration, right?
Right.
You know, Rex Tillerson's probably sitting there reading that and say, what? You know, how did this come about?
Where's that email?
Yeah.
Oh, it must be lost in the same one that got lost about Rance Priebus.
Exactly. I mean, it may be complete poppycock, but it does do some damage. Now, if there are revelations along those lines, I really welcome those because you don't see that often enough, and it would be terrific to actually have evidence of that. But my guess is what we'll hear and see is just people defaming the president because that's kind of common practice in the media, totally.
Right.
And, you know, who's going to be shocked by that? I don't know.
Well, I think to your point that, you know, the Dems are, and I say the Dems at large, the everyday people, some of the forgotten Dems as well, are saying, hey, look, let's get on with the business here. You know, let's help out this president. He is our president, regardless of some signs with some people. Some have realized, just like people had to come to grips with Barack Obama.
Say, yeah.
Well, you know, hey, I didn't vote for him, but he's my president. And,
but Obama never faced the kind of
savagery
that's going on here because he always had liberal media in his pocket from day one. You know, I put a piece out yesterday about immigration, and I think I'd really love to have you promote this a little bit because the reality is that the discussions about how terrified the immigrant community is of this new directive from Trump, how unfair it is, how inhumane, I think the Post register about with a streak of cruelty. You go back to 2014, just 2 years ago, when Obama, the New York Times did a study of the deportations that had taken place under Obama. Almost none of them were for serious crimes, even as he chattered all the time about how he was targeting criminals. The Times actually showed that that was complete baloney. A lot of people with traffic violations were being tossed out of the country, et cetera. And really, you know, people need to read this because it's a little bit of a grounding in an era when there is no balance in the hyperventilating about Trump's immigration thing. They never go back to where the head of La Raza was talking about Obama tearing families apart, calling him the deporter-in-chief and all this stuff. Right. It was pretty bad. And, boy, did he get a pass, right? And he is still getting a pass.
Well, and the other thing that's not being brought up, and you got to imagine, Liz, you know, with me being Hispanic, how much heat I take.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that when we have a reasonable conversation with people that get outside of the emotion and say, without an exception, they all agree that people are taking advantage. And it's not just Hispanics. Hispanics only represent a percentage
of it. Oh, the Chinese, the Russians who come here to drop babies on our soil, et cetera. You bet. And Bill, to your point, the other night I was at a dinner party and a woman who was very famous, who you would know, liberal media type, was ranting about this immigration thing. And I just started very gently saying, well, would you advocate, you know, what we're talking about is not immigration, not anti-immigrant, it's anti-illegal immigrant. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, he's going after everybody. I said, well, let's just back up the truck a little bit. Do you favor a completely open border? Why do we have any border whatsoever? She's going, no. I said, do you know that 500,000 people are probably coming in the country every year that we don't know about? Is that a safe thing? I mean, if you actually start probing, mm-hmm. what is the case is people are sympathetic, as we all are, with people who've made a life here, been here 20 years, obeyed the law, paying their payroll taxes, all of that. Those people deserve some sympathy and consideration. But the truth is the only way they're going to get it is if you stop people, new people, from coming in the country. Otherwise, it's just this constant, revolving door of sort of who should be here, who shouldn't, this constant argument, inflamed argument. It's really bad news, and it's very bad for the country.
Well, and it's bad for the people coming here, Liz, and that's thing that people are conveniently forgetting. You have this underworld that is occurring within the boundaries of supposedly the rule of law America, and you've got women who are thrown into sex slavery. The stories that abound are absolutely disgusting. But this is what happens when you have this underworld government. I mean, you're worried about somebody not paying taxes. The dishwashers. I mean, that is nothing compared to the abuse that's taking place. And it's not only amongst Hispanics, but in every culture and every little compound around this country. Muslim, you go right down the whole list, is these people are not protected because in some cases, and I say the illegals, what are they, if they're violated, who are they going to call?
Yeah. No, they are victimized. There's no question about it. No. Sometimes by their own community.
No, and many times by their own community.
Yeah.
And this is what happens when you have people operating outside of the rule of law. And this is just one sample. And you're exactly right with Trump. He is not targeting grandmas and tearing up families like that one. I think it was who was the TV newscaster for Univision. He dramatically rips the paper in half. Well, look, some of that is valid. I mean, there is something real wrong. And as you said, we thought this was resolved under Reagan. Reagan says, okay, I'm going to hold my nose. I'm going to go ahead. We'll go with 3 million. We'll agree with that. And that's it. But, that's enough. But it's like dealing with a bunch of kids. Once they get through that, now we're here down the road and we're talking, 13? Some are saying as high as 30 million. I mean, that's an astronomical number. I don't even think they really know what the number is that we've got to manage.
Thank
and
you.
We've got to find a way to do it.
I totally agree. Anyway, it's a problem. It goes on. And what does not help resolving this problem is all the hysteria.
Yeah. Well, we've all created this. I mean, in hiring illegals, to do help businesses that have done that. We've allowed, the government to work this goofy law that if a child is born in this country, that they're legal. What do they expect is going to happen? By definition, you're dividing a family. Now you want to deal with it later. Well, Liz Peek, our conversation will continue. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
You got it, Liz. All right. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's right there in our Constitution. Hey, yes, turn it up and open the Constitution up and read it. You will be blessed. Trust me, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I know, and you'll probably say, why didn't we learn this in school? I know for some of you, you didn't, sadly, but that doesn't stop you from learning it now. Unless you've got a video game that might be more important. But that's another discussion for another day. Matt Whitaker is with us right now. Matt is the former U.S. Attorney, President of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust, that is known as FACT, that exposes campaign finance and ethics issue. Matt, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. You're hanging with the boys and girls out there at CPAC in D.C. A lot of fun. What's the big buzz on the floor? What's everybody talking about?
Well, you know, everybody's excited about the vice president and the president showing up. Pence is here tonight, this evening, and the president's here at 10 a.m. tomorrow, and it's the first time since Ronald Reagan that a sitting president spoke to CPAC. So I think there's some interest and excitement about that. I think conservatives that, you know, are by and large the folks represented here, still are suspicious of Republicans. And I know your listeners understand that distinction. So I think there's a lot of people that still want the conservative principles implemented by this Republican-controlled federal government, and the things that people hold dear of a truly limited constitutional republic being realized for the first time in probably 200 years is on top of mind for a lot of folks. And so, I mean, you know, I think there's a different mood. You know, last time we had 15-16 Republican candidates for president here speaking, and it's just a different vibe and, you know, different who's who walking around the floor. But, you know, the crowds are building, and it looks like a pretty interesting day today.
comparatively, Matt, who would have thought, you know, from last year, number one, President Trump, number two, that, as he called it, this movement would take over. And I know that conservatives were even a bit divided over Trump, but he is becoming their champion, isn't he?
He is, and I think this is the, you know, sort of the tension is what you're seeing immediately in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and that is that the permanent bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. is trying to fight against everything that he's trying to implement. And, you know, I saw this a little bit when I was United States Attorney, kind of an attitude that we were here when you got here, we'll be here when you're gone.
Exactly. Like the song says, got along without you before I met you.
We'll see if this president can break through it.
Yeah. And I think that there's also the sense of urgency amongst conservatives. A little antsy, but look, they even have to grow up to understand that this bureaucracy that you talk about, also the exposure of what some are titling as this deep state that may even include Barack Obama pulling some levers, you know, doing everything they can to put a stick in the spokes of the Donald Trump train.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, and we're seeing it on a daily basis. You know, I was just reading in this morning's paper how the State Department is complaining about being marginalized and not having a, you know, the primary seat at the table and not being able to, you know, have their daily press briefings where they can announce policy and how the world, you know, kind of, we're always kind of, you know, liberals always, you know, expose themselves when they start complaining about how the world views us instead of how we as a country function, you know, for the people. Mm-hmm. It's all perspective, I guess. But, you know, liberals always concerned with how they look to the rest of the world, and all we should be concerned is fixing our problems and making the lives of ordinary Americans better.
Well, when giving away secret information is the commodity and the economy of D.C., and you start to plug that up, you're going to cause people to get a little cranky, right? Because they're used to having that information, and that's what makes them important and gets them invitations to those really important cocktail parties there in the Beltway.
Right, and you know politically that you know, there is a lot of folks within the bureaucracy that had a worldview similar to Barack Obama and his administration.
Exactly.
And so you have, you know that the Republicans, when they come into power, and conservatives, when they come into power, are always fighting against a lot of folks that don't have the same worldview. And that's, you know, we're seeing that tension play out on the national news, on Fox News, on CNN, and in our nation's papers. It's a fascinating time to be alive. I know we've talked about that before,
but, right,
you know,
exactly.
I continue to have, you know, fresh popcorn in my lap, ready to just watch this as it plays out, because it's a great learning on sort of the system that was set up in our Constitution and how it has to play out.
Well, and it's going to take all of Donald Trump's energy, his passion and experience to clear the field as best he can here, to get his team on the field so that he's got people, you know, coming alongside. In fact, I was surprised at the media and some silly questions they were asking about how many people he still had yet to hire and he was going through. And, you know, they've done a little bit of house cleaning. But you got to wait until these cabinet choices get into position, too, and they start making sure that they've got people that have a consistent worldview with them. And the media was kind of shocked at that assessment, you know, like, oh, you're supposed to keep somebody, you know, on your staff who is not for you, but again, you, and you're is somehow supposed right. to keep them on, right? How does that make sense in any business?
Well, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, if you think about what President Trump had to deal with in private business, where he was building big construction projects in major cities, that's the kind of experience, it seems to me, that will work when you're trying to just force things through and get things done.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it kind of dealing with bureaucracies, they're bad in the federal government. They're worse in our major cities and internationally. So I think he's got the right experience to do this, but, you know, the institutional resistance at this point in time is obvious, and it's got to be very frustrating for him.
Yeah. For guys like us, we look at it and go, why would you want this job? I mean, what, you know, thank God that you're there. I mean, you know, that you're such a patriot and that you believe that you're the guy. And he could be very well be the guy, but we're really messed up. We've got a lot of fixing to do. And, you know, and he keeps moving forward. So all encouragement to him And prayers to him that he will continue to fight the good. I don't think he knows anything different than to fight the good fight, and he keeps moving forward on this. You know, it was pointed out here, you know, with Liz Peek just moments earlier that there's a poll out that says Democrats are, you know, telling their leadership, you know, you need to work with this president, give him a shot. A majority of Democrats says, well, that's, you know, that's positive. And this is in light of what you wrote about in this congressional hypocrisy caucus that, you know, just another one of those speed bumps that he's got to deal with.
Right. You know, and this is the thing is for 8 years, the Democrats in Congress have not done any oversight. They did no oversight of the Obama administration. And suddenly they are now emboldened to start doing all sorts of crazy things. Let's look at the guy that's probably going to be the DNC chair, Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has, you know, I think he's calling for his Trump's impeachment now. On what grounds, I have no idea. But
right.
Nonetheless, I mean, here's a guy that has his own ethical challenges, you know, was using his official congressional page and website to lobby to be DNC chair. And you know, that's kind of the type of hypocrisy that you see out of these members of Congress. You know, Elizabeth Warren, as she's attacking a financial services industry, she, you know, she's got a really cozy relationship with somebody who is profiting from trying to change those laws. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And it's so very frustrating, I'm sure, for your listeners who see, you know, sort of how what a free pass Obama and his administration got on an oversight and ethics standpoint. You know, Hillary Clinton's a prime example, and we've talked many times about that, Bill.
Right.
But, you know, we look now, all of a sudden, these members of Congress, you know, remember how Eliza Cummings, you know, for example, stood silent and interfered and obfuscated and really made, you know, a primary function of Congress and oversight difficult for the members of the House Oversight Committee. But now, suddenly, now that we have a Republican in the presidency, and now that we have Republican appointees, you know, they're suddenly want to do their job in oversight.
Exactly.
You know, it is the height of hypocrisy. And, you know, we at FACT are going to continue to call these people out because it's outrageous and it's transparent.
Matt, and you talk about the waste of the people's money that they affect when they do this, right?
Yeah, you know, they do. They spend lots of money.
I've got about 10 seconds left here, Matt. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a big challenge, and we can talk about this another time. But, yeah, the American people and your listeners should be very frustrated.
Always good to have you here with us. Matt Whitaker, former U.S. Attorney, President of the Foundation of Accountability and Civic Trust. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Live from Hollywood, California. Yes, the lights, camera, action. We're talking the one and only Steve, the movie guy, Evan. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, as is the Lego Batman movie once again.
Wow, still cooking. Big bucks there at the box office. Ka-ching, huh?
Yeah, $32.7 million last week.
Wow.
And 50 Shades Darker still doing well.
Amazing.
About 20.3 on that one.
Wow. Yeah, you know, amazing to me. And then Great Wall, the new
great
one.
Great Wall,
came
only
in.
About 18.5. Don't feel bad for the Great Wall. It's made over $200 million in China and continues to roll internationally. Not such a big hit here. We have John Wick Chapter 2. That was number 4. Fist Fight rounding out the top 5. I had a chance to see a movie called The Land of Mine, which was a Danish film. It's up for Best Foreign Film at the Oscars this weekend. Terrific film about Denmark, and just after World War II, they had to disarm 2.5 million landmines that had been left by the Nazis, and it was up to Nazi prisoners of war to do it. Terrific film. We won't get into that. But,
so you, what being shown in 2.5 movie theaters, obviously, one right near your zip code.
Right. We have very few zip codes across the country. So this is a big weekend, of course.
Right.
We have the Oscars
coming
up. We've
got the Oscars. We want to talk about that in just a moment. What about some other amusement and distraction here for coming attractions?
We have quick highlights,
and then we'll get into the Oscars.
We have an interesting film called Get Out. Interesting because it's directed by Jordan Peele, who's half of Key and Peele, that comedy team, and it's getting great reviews. It's a horror film. 100% of the critics are recommending. It's about this young African-American man visiting his Caucasian girlfriend's mysterious family estate. Now, he shows up. First of all, he reads the family's overly accommodating behavior. He's just got a nervous attempt to deal with the daughter's interracial relationship. But as the weekend progresses, a series of increasingly disturbing discoveries lead him to a truth that he could have never imagined. Great caster, Allison Williams, the daughter of Brian Williams, in this movie, as well as Bradley Whitford and Catherine Keener, 100% recommending Get Out.
100%? I mean, how is that possible? I mean, these guys, was there something in the popcorn when these guys were watching this? I've never heard of 100% of the critics agreeing on anything.
Well, they certainly did with this one. I'm really not
sure
why, but that's how it's shaking out here.
Well,
and it's interesting. We also have a movie called Collide, which hasn't been reviewed for the critics. I'm not sure why it hasn't, because it has a terrific cast. It's about an American backpacker getting involved with a ring of drug smugglers as their driver, and though he winds up on the run from these employers across a high-speed autobahn in Cologne. It's kind of like Fast and Furious in Europe with this great cast. You have Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, Anthony Hopkins, and Ben Kingsley in this, not reviewed for the critics, and a great-looking trailer, so you might think about that.
Okay.
And then finally, a movie called Rock Dog. This is directed by Ash Brannon, who gave us Toy Story 2. I'm not sure why it isn't really getting the push, but I think it deserves. 50% are recommending this thing. A radio falls from the sky into the hands of a wide-eyed Tibetan mastiff. He leaves home to fulfill his dream of becoming a musician, setting into motion a series of completely unexpected events. It's called Rock Dog. Listen to the voice of talent with this movie. You've got Luke Wilson, Eddie Izzard, J.K. Simmons, Louis Black, Jorge Garcia, Sam Elliott, Matt Dillon. Only 50% are recommending. I don't know. It seems like a better movie than that.
Yeah. Is this Ash Brannon's idea of the gods must be crazy?
You know, it's an interesting parallel there.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know, but a good fun here. So, yeah, I mean, it's good news is you've got your movie breaking. The bad news, you only have to compete with the Oscars.
Right. It's a big, big weekend. And also we have the Spirit Awards coming up on Saturday night, too. Well, finally, we have a movie called Bitter Harvest that I should recommend. It's a movie which is about, it's set in Ukraine in the 1930s. Stalin is advancing the ambitions of the communists in the Kremlin. You got this young artist, Yuri, in the Ukraine, trying to save his lover, Natalka, from what they called the Holodomor, which was a death by starvation program, ultimately killing millions of Ukrainians. They call this one of the most overlooked tragedies of the 20th century. I was completely unaware of it. And it is timely, I guess, right now, because we are talking about the Ukraine, talking about Russia.
Exactly. Right.
And have a great cast. Max Irons is in this, as well as Terrence Stamp and Barry Pepper. Check out the trailer if you're into history. Bitter Harvest may be one for you to see.
Yeah, that sounds good for me. Steve, real quick before we get into the Oscar nominations and, of course, the big day, or the big evening anyway, of the ones that are on the list of the top 20, if you haven't caught, if you haven't had a chance, maybe you're doing some catch up. What are the must sees in the top, I say 20, 25 that you see on the list here that people should definitely make sure they get to the Cineplex and enjoy?
Well, you know, if you want to take a look at the Best Picture category, which we can take a look at in a moment, I think if you haven't seen La La Land, you should. It's nominated for 14 Oscars, tying with the All About Eve and Titanic as the most nominations ever. It's a very interesting, unusual, original movie. I know it's a musical and it turns off a lot of people, but it's done so well.
Exactly.
And it is essentially about the Hollywood dream. Great performances by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. And I think it's going to be a big night for La La Land. So that definitely is one. I would also see Arrival, which is a movie. It's kind of like Close Encounters of the Third Kind for the thinking person. It's really a very interesting, intellectual sort of film. It's accessible. It's not over the top. But the story is just so great, and you have great performances in that movie.
And it's easy now, too, because it's on Xfinity. I mean, it's on demand right now.
Right,
so.
Yeah. You can,
so, yeah,
you can see that movie.
Okay.
Right. Hidden Figures also, I think, is going to be a big movie. It's another story that has been overlooked about African-American women in the space program helping John Glenn go into orbit. And it's an interesting look not only at the space program and what a dicey affair that was early on, but also at segregation in the South at that time. And it, once again, terrific performances in that one as well.
And once again, proving that the cream always rises to the top.
Yeah, I think
and
so. Yeah.
Without a doubt. And here it is. So I think everybody can be encouraged that, look, you got the gift, you got the talent. You're going to navigate. It's tough no matter what. I mean, even when the odds are against you, but if you got the goods, you're going to have that opportunity.
Right. I think Moonlight has to be on everybody's list. Now, this, I should warn everybody, is a tough movie. This is about a young kid growing up in Miami. He's growing up in the hood, young African-American kid who also happens to be gay. He's just kind of dealing with all of this in his life. His mother is a crackhead. I mean, and you have just amazing performances. It's a low-budget film. Like I say, it's a tough film, but I have never, ever seen anything quite like it. Moonlight, I think it's going to be a big night for that one in some of the categories as well. I'm looking down the list here. I love them all. I mean,
yes.
That's a tough
thing. I know you like Manchester by the Sea, too. You like that one. You think,
well, it's a great story. and you have terrific performances. I mean, it's interesting because it's the complete opposite of something like La La Land.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Huge, big fantasy. But then you have Manchester by the Sea, which is about as gritty and real as it gets. It's a depressing film, but you have such great performances and, once again, a great story.
Good depressing.
Yeah, right. It's, one of those movies right. You look at and say, life's like that sometimes.
Well, let's talk about grinding it out. Let's take a look at what's up for the Golden Statue, which is going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Right, coming
yes.
up this Sunday night.
Is he going to make room for Guillermo there somewhere?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Just for fun. Maybe he'll come out with a piñata or something.
I don't know. We have, since we're talking about best pictures, we might as well start with that category. Mm-hmm. Here are all the best picture nominees. We have Arrival, Fences, we didn't talk about that one yet, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, and Moonlight. I think it's going to be La La Land. It has won everything else. Some people think Hidden Figures might have a shot, but it's, La La Land has taken all
of it. It just has a lot of momentum. Exactly.
Incredible momentum. Lion is also, we should mention Lion with Dev Patel. That is such a great. Do you ever have a chance to see that movie?
I have not, and I keep seeing this, and I go, I got to go and see this. And I.
Based on a true story about a young kid over in India, gets lost, ends up in Calcutta, ends up being adopted by a family in Australia, and then as he grows older,
story.
He makes his way back to find the original village. So I think it's going to be La La Land in that category. We can talk about Best Actor, too. We were just talking about Manchester by the Sea.
Right.
Casey Affleck has been the odds-on favorite because he has been winning everything. But Denzel won the SAG Award for his performance in Fences. SAG is usually a real good indication of who has a good shot at the Oscars, so they feel that maybe Denzel is gaining some momentum. It wouldn't surprise me if he won on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Also, we have Andrew Garfield in that category as well as Ryan Gosling, Viggo Mortensen, for his portrayal of Captain Fantastic.
Yeah, Garfield was terrific. I mean, you've got great competition here.
Right. And best actress, Isabelle Huppert, Ruth Negga, Natalie Portman, Emma Stone, and Meryl Streep. We have, Emma has been winning everything for her performance in La La Land. It would surprise me if she didn't win on Sunday night, Emma Stone. Although, a lot of people have been talking about Natalie Portman, too, for her performance in Jackie. I think it's going to be going. I think it will be.
I'll go with Emma, even though there is some, international support for Isabel. I mean, she did win. Didn't she win a Golden Globe this year?
I'd have to look that up.
Right.
And then, of course, supporting actor, I go for her Mahershala Ali in Moonlight. And best supporting actress, it has to be Viola Davis. She has won everything else out there for her performance in Fences. So we'll have to see how it goes. It's going to be great coming up on Sunday night.
Well, I'll tell you, and you got some time to get caught up. But, hey, we love it. I mean, for those of us that like to see what's happening on the red carpet. And to me, it's always fun to see what kind of tchotchkes they get. Of course, they get,
And
Mayor Garcetti's going to be out there with the tax collector going, you owe me about $10,000 a bag in taxes. Just pay Bubba up over here, right?
Why not? The money.
Steve, right. The movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Thanks, Steve-O.
Have a great weekend.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.